Like Hannibal Lecter over here.
Sure.
My brain's always cooking. All right, sorry.
We've gone with, in the first 2 minutes here, OJ and Hannibal Lecter. This is...
Is that the responsibility to keep it lighter over on this?
No.
Set?
Oh,
okay.
No. But maybe not necessarily...
Yeah, you're right.
...leaning too heavily...
on the murder?
Yeah. No, you know what? I'm not going to tell you how to do your
thing. Hey, I don't know if you've ever read Freud, but this place is called Stab, so I don't know what you think I'm going to think about when I come here.
All right. Well, I think that says more about you than it does about me.
Maybe it's a little bit about both of us.
You know what? You're right. You're right. I'm not innocent here.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned three specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they will now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
In this pall-bearing episode of The Stab Show, LOLGBT Plus's Suzette Vanetti charts a course for the fabled lost city of Funkytown on the commission of Queen Bee. Fabulous performer Leo Antolin decides that he is going to take it, but just for a little bit longer, if just to hang around and see if it's possible things might somehow turn out unexpectedly. And hilarious comedian Connor Martin's mouth writes a check that he knows his ass is perfectly capable of cashing. All the while, me, your host Jesse Jones, finally gets around to turning all of the city's clocks ahead from spring when it completely slipped my mind, and the results are what you might expect. All of this and so much more tonight on Stab. I've almost built in the perfect post on that. I feel good about myself. Sorry.
It was solid timing.
That's just for me. Segment one, let's get right into it. It's reorganization. I don't do a lot of wintertime sport-like activities. My fingies get cold, and I've never fully embraced doing anything important in gloves. That's a me problem, I realize. But I just don't like freezing feet, so I stay indoors in the wintertime. But a lot of people don't. So many, in fact, that an organization of professional ski instructors in America is necessary. They call themselves PSIA, Professional Ski Instructors of America, which makes sense. But let's quickly forget about what else PSIA may actually stand for, and instead give me who or what else PSIA might stand for or represent to you. Suzette, let's hear your PSIA.
PSIA. Peloton sucks, I assume. I wouldn't know because I'm not going to pay somebody that much money to sit on a bike in my apartment and ride it when I could just ride one for free on the streets like a normal person. And then to sit there and be yelled at by someone that's not even near me. I like when people yell at me when they're near me. Otherwise, it feels like a very pornographic experience where I'm watching something and people are doing things and I'm really disjointed and sweating on my own. And I don't like that. Not when I'm working out anyway. So I would never, ever pay for it, but Peloton sucks, I assume.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, there you go. See? See? The appropriate amount of golf clap. I would assume. I mean, they seem like they're really into it, and I guess they need that level of motivation. But maybe go to a place where other people are on a bike at the same time.
It seems like a lot of hype. The commercial, like, I always see the trainers enjoying it, but never the me's.
Yeah. It's like high-energy group activity for introverts.
Yeah. It's like Apple exercise.
Yeah.
Sure.
You can put a little video of where you're riding, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But that doesn't... You're not really there.
Well, in their mind, they are. Mm-hmm. And I think that's all that matters to most of them.
They are.
Is where their mind is. Thank you, Suzette. Thanks for joining us. I don't know what that means. good stuff. Leo, what do you have in way of a PSIA?
Yeah, so kind of in the same vein of talking about telehealth, PSIA is a parental supervision of independent activities. It's the new frontier, literally the new forefront in stealth VR. A discrete brain implant allows you to step into the eyes of your child and vicariously live their life. Hang out at Safeway with their friends and coworkers, party at the club, all from the comfort of your own bedroom or parlor. The paid version comes with a hot swap button if you want to get freaky like Friday.
Nice. Oh. Yeah, must be nice to still have a parlor.
I assume people who have the funds to
yeah.
implant their children.
Well, yeah.
Those are parlor
and to
people.
Have a parlor and a foyer, like, mm. can you imagine?
Oh, that's yeah. just a lot of extra rooms that you never actually yeah. use.
Or yeah. to afford foyer grass. I hear.
Foyer grass?
Yeah. yeah.
That sounds pornographic, too.
No, no.
That's, can't get enough chips in my kid's head. I got a foyer.
Yeah.
Doing three.
See the foyer through their perspective.
Yeah.
It's foyer grass. Suzette, you, it's when you, it's when you force feed a duck.
Oh, is that what they give them?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
We eventually got there.
thanks, Jesse.
I got you. I was with you the whole time, Leo.
I thought that was foie gras, but maybe I'm just saying it all white and American.
Maybe you're being pretentious.
Am I?
Like when people go to Italy and then they're like, I just went to Firenze.
Yeah, well.
You went to Florence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's I didn't know that was the same.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Leo. So good. So appreciated. Connor.
Yeah.
Hey.
What's up?
The other two have done this, so oh. you probably might have as well. What's your PSIA?
You want to know about PSIA?
I do, in fact.
The Penis Smellers Institute of America.
There it is.
You know. I went deaf immediately. Now we're doing penis stuff. We're all familiar with that unfortunate relationship mm-hmm. plight. Mm-hmm. You suspect infidelity, and we all know there's a solution. A solution popularized by early 2000s hip-hop artist Risqué. Why are you coming home 5 o'clock in the moan? Mm. Something's going on. Let me smell your dick. Play me like a fool, because that ain't cool. So what you need to do is let me smell your dick. You have your suspicions, but the only evidence is a smell, and it's the smell of a dick. But not everybody has the constitution to personally, with their own nose, smell a dick. But we, the people down at the PSA, never shy away from clocking into the old factory and giving you a penis smell result without a penis smell experience. So come on down, drop your drawers to the ground, because what you need to do is let us smell your dick. This message is brought to you by the Penis Smellers of America.
Yeah.
It's a valuable service.
Sure. Sure. And any other night, I might.
Wait, what?
Might be more on board.
What's today?
No. Just...
I know where you could do that.
As a service?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Talk to me later.
All right. Yeah. Let's move away from that, shall we? Let's meet our panel. Some. Hey, Suzette.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi there. How are you?
Hungry.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. Wondering why Emma's still hovering in the lobby.
Lobby.
maybe she prefers a Peloton-like experience where she watches
yeah,
it on screen.
Yeah, could just be watching in the lobby. That's fair. Yeah. Suzette, you do things around here.
I do.
What are those things?
So every first Friday is a talk show called Say Yes, mm-hmm. which is a panel-like talk show. Sometimes we cover serious topics. Sometimes we don't. For instance, we did like an expose on the misuse of $25,000 to run a festival in Sacramento. And then the next episode was how to eat a meatball sandwich.
Sure.
So it's wacky. Yeah. And then I also produce a show.
Just so that it's... It's clear. It's
yes.
not just hosted by,
it
by
is
one
not.
Queen.
No.
It is a panel, of,
panel
queens.
Of queens. I'm joined by Manny Petty and Katana Ray. They're other drag performers local to Sacramento. And sometimes we have guests on. And it's a lot of fun. And you can see it on YouTube, /stabcomedy. Mm-hmm. Or you can watch it on Twitch. Or you could come here and be in person because that's really where the good show is. And you guys know that.
It is.
And we even pulled Emma in from her screen experience.
They got it. Third Saturday, or every, fourth,
fourth Saturday. Every fourth Saturday, I produce a show. Want to do it? Every fourth Saturday, I produce a show that comics come and do comedy, and drag performers come and lip sync. The way everything is meant to be in nature. But then we get kind of squirrely, and we switch halfway through, mm-hmm. and the comics do a lip sync, and the drag performers try stand up. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Nah, you'll be fine.
Well, and then we have a special presentation at the end of the month.
Yes. Yes, we do. We have a special show that I'm producing. And we have Oliver Graves coming to town on November 30th and joined by a musician named Faithora. So it's like a variety show,
yeah.
which is a lot of fun. I hope it's great. And well, I know it's going to be great. I hope you guys want to come.
Yeah. We accidentally got all sort of chock full of variety that weekend. Cameron Betts is also doing a variety show on Friday.
Seasonal variety, you know?
It's fifth weekend of November variety. Well, I'm down with it. Yeah. Well, thank you, Suzette. Always
absolutely
a pleasure to have you. Leo.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi there. Just thought if I, like, startled you, like hiccups, I might be able to break your shakes. But
yeah,
nothing
I
doing.
Don't know. It's just if I left my foot up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I guess my quads are weak.
Okay. Well, we care about you. Leo, how are you?
Hi, Jesse. Good.
Yeah?
Good.
You up to anything interesting?
A guy messaged me on Instagram and says he wants to collaborate with me on a 31 equal temperament project. So I've been reading about 31 equal temperament theory. It's very interesting. Okay. Rather than 12 semitones, each whole tone in the octave is divided into 5 equal parts, called a diesis. So you get the justly tuned thirds of mean tone temperament, but then it you also want to get good sounding fifths, so I guess 31 is the best way to split that up.
Okay. I understood, like, I don't know, 20% of that?
Yeah.
Is that about
that's a diesis.
Is that about music?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I gathered music.
That's all. I was pretty sure.
Yeah. Well, glad you were found for that.
Yeah.
For that project. I also have a very difficult time ever knowing if anything Leo says is true.
Oh, also, I'm doing jury duty for the first time.
Oh.
So that's, you know, okay. You have to pay attention.
Yes.
Because someone's life is in your hands.
Do you want to do jury duty?
I didn't. Well, at first I was like, just like, oh, I hope I don't get picked. But in retrospect, that was performative, and I actually appreciate the civic duty of it.
Yeah.
And because I assumed I just didn't care for any of the judicial system, but it's actually a decent responsibility.
Yeah. 12 angry men. You get to be one.
One chill Leo.
One chill.
11 angry men and one chill Leo.
Yeah.
Aww.
Just working on their 31 Dionysi. I don't know.
You have a lot of time to work on that.
I maintained some
and
of that.
I didn't. So you, 90 days after it's over, you can legally be paid to talk about it.
Oh.
Which I didn't know. Fun fact.
Oh, well, I got a new show for 90 days after jury duty.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Leo. Good luck with the fate of whoever it is you will be presiding over.
Oh, it's easy, no.
Oh, okay. Well, good. I'm glad.
Thanks, Jesse.
Yeah. Connor?
Yes.
Hi there.
How do you do?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, not too shabby.
Yeah?
Yeah. Literally have nothing going on, just living and trying not to die. And
I mean, aren't we all?
Going to work. Yeah, some more than others, you know?
Well. Sure.
But, you know, just chilling.
Yeah. So no projects on the horizon?
Oh, projects? I'm on the show at 9. I'm on.
There you go.
I think I'm on a show tomorrow here, all new material show.
Yes.
So that shit's going to be wild. The Chafe also at 9. I'm a big 9 o'clock shows guy, I guess. No projects to speak of. You know,
well,
keep a lookout because I'm about to turn this effort on any fucking month here,
yeah,
and it's
percolating.
Gonna be
you don't want to
wild.
You don't want to go straight to boil. Then you gotta simmer up.
I've been warming up for a decade.
That's sometimes what you need.
I'll start to really get after it soon. I think.
Don't push too hard.
But yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, 3 shows here in the next 24 hours. That's not nothing.
I'm a regular fucking
Yeah. I heckin' do.
I'm a regular.
All right, let's continue the program, shall we? It's segment 2, it's Bootlegged. It's National Novel Writing Month! Years past, that would have meant more to me. Less so this year, unfortunately. I miss it, though. And in honor of NaNoWriMo, we present Bootlegged. Using an existing property as a jumping-off point for a new idea is a great way to motivate yourself to just clack out those words. So, Bootlegged can be a useful tool in your productive Novembers. All of that being said, in Bootleg It, you're tasked with taking these three world-renowned successful properties and giving us your dollar store, flea market, bargain bin knockoff, counterfeit, or bootleg version of each of them. And I almost choked to death on my own spit. I'm so dumb. So we'll go 1-1-1, 2-2-2, three times around with your bootlegs of these things. Suzette, get us started bootlegging. Let's hear your bootleg 16 candles.
My bootleg 16 candles is called 41 Candles, where 16 candles is a lot of fun and your whole life's ahead of you. 41 candles is not so much fun, and you just feel old. And then you start to wonder if you even really want to put 41 candles on your cake. And then you start to wonder when the next time you might have sex is. So it's not as much fun as 16, but when you are 41 and celebrating 41 candles, you can put on 16 candles and relive your youth.
Sure. Sure. What is the number of candles that you stop putting them on a cake and switch to, like, the numbers?
I think 9.
9?
No, lower than that.
Oh, come on.
I can give them 10.
It's hard to count eventually.
Give them 10 full candles. Get them into double digits, and then you start talking about, you
know, okay.
Just the big block numbers on there.
Just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You stop. Maybe that's when you start again.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
and
seems fair.
Someone has to help you with that one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. From opposite ends of the cake. Mm-hmm. I don't think the audio picked up that they said 69 candles. That's why that joke makes sense.
Yeah.
Audio audience.
Gotta
for
get
later.
A crowd mic.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm seeing it. I actually put. I'm gonna do some things. I'm trying.
No. It's.
Hell yeah.
I love Stab.
Yeah. I'm gonna try some new audio options. You know what? I didn't need another thing to edit out of the show. sorry, this is a podcast later, and I'm making more work for myself. Thank you, Suzette.
My pleasure.
There was the edit. Don't say it! Thank you, Suzette.
Yes, I'm glad I just did that just now.
Yeah, just now. Leo, let's hear what you've got in way of a 16 candles bootleg.
My bootleg of 16 candles is called 16 Chandeliers. Jay-Z Fisher-Mup is a popular girl at St. John's Wort High School who craves the constant validation and adoration of the masses. When Jay-Z has a nervous breakdown right in the middle of the hallway because nobody wished her a happy 15th half-birthday, the rest of the school bands together to provide, by any means necessary, Jay-Z with the ultimate surprise. 16 chandeliers installed in the school cafeteria just in time for her 16th birthday. Each time a new chandelier is installed, a direct-to-VHS-level CGI demo plays for 5 minutes,
nice.
Showing 3D models of the chandeliers
sure.
in the cafeteria, empty, of course. They yes. couldn't afford 16 actual chandeliers,
no.
and the director's son wanted to show off his 3D modeling skills.
Yeah. Oh, 16 different 3D chandeliers?
Yeah.
Okay. Or just one, like, 16 different sizes. Can only do so much.
It's dangerous.
Not in the budget. Thank you, Leo. I'm mixing up Connor and Cameron tonight.
Yeah, you did the opposite earlier.
I did. Connor.
What fun.
Let's wrap up our first trip through the bootlegging with your bootleg 16 candles.
16 candles. This holiday season, come on down to Walmart and get your John Hughes-themed double menorah. For double the Hanukkah fun at half the Hanukkah price. With 16 candles, you'll be mitzvahing well into January.
Yeah.
That's all I wrote.
Sure. Well, the
it's
joke...
A twice menorah. You get it?
Well, the joke is partially on you, since this year...
I know. I looked it up. But not well into. Just they're creeping
just,
into.
Just into.
Yeah.
It dips its toe into the new year.
I added the well into.
Yes.
Really the set myself apart need. There.
Thank you. Second time around... Suzette, let's hear your bootleg Runaway Bride.
My bootleg Runaway Bride is Runaway Officiant. You think you're getting married. You walk up slowly to graceful music. Everybody looks at you. Everyone looks at the dress you're wearing. You feel so good. You feel so pretty. And you look up, and like a cartoon character in a cloud of smoke, the officiant runs away. You don't know why. You don't know what you did. You don't know if it's that you have a religious wedding, perhaps a double menorah. And you don't understand. Maybe he's a rabbi and he took offense to it. Or maybe he's an atheist and he doesn't like that you're getting married. I don't know if that's what they like or don't like. I just assume things. Anyway, you can't catch him because your only bike is a Peloton.
Sure. just going to tie the whole damn thing together. All right. It's a twist. Leo.
Yeah, atheists don't like to see a marriage because
they hate seeing other people's
happiness.
That's the one thing that they hate most about a religion is marriage. Oh, that institution. It's ordained by God. Leo, bootleg Runaway Bride.
My bootleg Runaway Bride is Runaway Hearse.
Sure.
So Nishat Swile seems like the average hearse driver. Funny, mysterious, and chiseled. There's only one problem. The string of corpses he's been leaving behind and not picking up. Melissa Blimp is a heterosexual detective tasked with bringing him to justice for 3 counts, improper disposal of a dead body. Mm-hmm. She soon finds herself falling for him. Did I mention he has a nice watch? And together, they help him overcome the trauma behind his own fear of commitment that keeps him from transporting dead bodies where they need to go. At the end, she doesn't die or anything.
No.
Maybe the chief of police dies and they bury him so that the guy's not getting investigated.
Oh.
But the two heterosexual leads do get married. The tagline of this film is, "Guy who isn't a corpse gets cold feet."
Mm. Mm-hmm. 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 It was worth the walk. Yeah. thank you, Leo. Connor?
Runaway Bride.
Yeah. Yeah.
From the makers of Speed and Speed 2, and also the makers of Runaway Bride, comes Runaway Bride 2. This time it's for keeps. Join Julia Roberts and Richard Gere as they struggle to save their marriage in the face of childlessness, and struggle to bring to halt an absolutely barreling runaway train carrying 3,500 tons of cargo before it reaches the end of the line where, conveniently for the plot, an orphanage is located.
Oh, no.
Inconveniently for the orphans, right at the end of the tracks. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Will they save the orphanage? If so, will Stuart Little be there? If so, will he make friends with Richard Gere's butt gerbil?
Okay.
The only way to find out is to come and see Runaway Bride 2.
All right. Lots going on there.
Sorry for the end.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine.
It's cobbled. Yeah, I want to see it.
Yeah.
You saw it for Runaway Bride 2?
No.
Well, you said the end.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know what I meant.
Third time around, let's get out of these bootlegs. Suzette, bootleg Confessions of a Dangerous Mind.
Okay, so the document said mine, and I was like, I can
son of a
Confessions of a Dangerous
fine.
Yours.
Okay.
But I can do mine. I can do that.
You can.
Confessions of a Very Safe Mind. Like, you think the world is out to get you. You need to wear your seatbelt. But before you can do that, you have to make sure your oven's off. And before you can do that, you have to make sure all your lights are off. Because if the lights are on, they could catch fire. And you don't want your light bulbs to catch fire if they're on too long, because that can happen. Someone told me once on the internet. And you don't want that. So you make sure everything's off. And then you leave. And then you forget if you locked your door. So you go back and you make sure your door is locked. And your door is locked. And then you leave again. But then you're like, wait, hold on. Did I leave the oven on? I really feel like I left the oven on. So you go back to make sure your oven is off. And then 6 hours later, you get to work. And they're like, you're fired because you're 6 hours late from work.
Sure.
Confessions of a Very Safe Mind.
Sure, sure. Is that very safe? Is OCD very safe?
Well, in that person's head.
It prevents you from doing many things, so I guess that keeps you safe. We'll say. thank you, Suzette. Leo, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, whichever one. I didn't see the typo. Gosh darn it.
Confessions of a... My bootleg is Confessions of a Dangerous Mom. Mm. Sorry to break it to you. This is just a bootleg recording of the Casey Anthony trial.
Oh, okay. Sure. This is the theme of the evening.
Yeah.
Thank you, Leo, for making that as short as possible.
Themes make it cohesive. This
sure.
is good.
Yeah. For better or worse. Connor.
Yeah.
Bootleg Confessions.
I decided to punish you for your typo.
That's fair. That's fair. I would.
And I just went with it. Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, the bold new memoir from that coal mine in October sky. He tells tales of death, destruction, and sorrow. Dead canaries and black lung, all his faults. Read about widows and fatherless children in Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, read on Audible by Michelle Pfeiffer.
Okay. We're a very chipper group tonight. we're not always this dark. I can't say that's true. So welcome to it.
It's daylight savings time. It does that.
Oh, that's what it is? Okay. That drug us down. That's fair. Segment three. It's closing arguments. Let's be honest for a second. The American legal system is a fucking carnival, and all the milk bottles are glued to the platform. I actually don't know what I just said, but it's that kind of homespun defensory that a good Southern lawyer would use to get his wild-eyed lunatic of a client sent free, then drink some moonshine sweet tea about it, like they just did something worthwhile. The point is, I don't know the point anymore. So in closing arguments, you've been asked to deliver your closing arguments in defense of the following fairly indefensible things. Suzette could hardly tee this up for you better. Suzette, let's hear your closing arguments in defense of basicness.
Well, esteemed jurors, Your Honor, professional juror, before you deliberate, I gotta ask you, is being basic really a crime? By, like, being basic, you're just definition not bad or good or just basic. And basic isn't bad, not by definition anyhow. Bad is bad by definition. And definition is 9/10 of the law. And sure, it's not good either, just to be regular like everyone else. But basic is only basic because it's so popular. Pumpkin spice lattes are only basic because everybody wants one. And does it make it bad to be popular? Popular is not a bad thing. There's a whole song about it in an upcoming movie starring Ariana Grande. And as the most mediocre, which is another word for basic, drag performer in Sacramento, I think it pays off to be pretty basic.
All right. You know what? Semi-convincing. I guess it's not that bad. And who doesn't love pumpkin spice? Thank you. So it is the season. It's the reason for the season. Pumpkin spice latte. Leo, let's see what you've got. Convince us that your client ain't so bad. Let's hear your closing arguments in defense of being kind of mid on the food chain.
So, like, my first take is, like, Your Honor, crickets are delicious.
Okay.
And then I was like, okay, is food chain supposed to be like a euphemism? So, Your Honor, my clients, John Chris Felucci, Justin Roiland, and Joss Whedon, are certainly mid on the alphabet. They're famous Gen Xers whose names start with J. They're also mid on the food chain. Abusive nerds. Well, that's not really defensible. However, you could say they filled their ecological niche, served to help wipe out a form of auteur-worshipping fandom the world can't use. And that's what mid's all about, right? Art that's too good to be true is irresponsible somewhere. That's why we need more straight-up, honestly bad art.
All right. All right. Fair. Mid to fair. Thank you, Leo. Connor.
Yes.
Sorry. Ooh, why did I do this? Connor.
Yes.
Let's hear your closing arguments in defense of being broken up with in public.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I know that my client has been besmirched, defamed, and slandered in television, movies, and all manner of popular culture. They say my client is mean, manipulative, a cheap ploy to avoid getting yelled at. But I implore you to consider the benefits my client brings to society. Perhaps you're terrified by your significant other. Well, nothing keeps you less stabbed by a loved one than being in public. And what about after you get broken up with? Do you want to be home all alone, or do you want to be out in public? The proverbial sea in which there are plenty of fish. Fish that you could fuck. After all, the best way to get over one person is to get under someone else.
Sure.
And the public is where nearly 100% of someone else's are found. In fact, if you find someone else in private, you've been home invaded, call the police. And lastly, let's not discount the joy and entertainment that can come from watching strangers break up in public. The scream whispering, the gritted teeth, and demands for explanation. It's God's reality show, like a rainbow. They're all beautiful and random. So cherish each one you see, because you never know when it might be the last time you hear the name Kevin shouted through sobbing breaths next to a Dippin' Dots cart. I rest my case.
All right. When you put it that way.
Kevin!
Kevin! Anytime the word Kevin is being sob screamed. It's just sad.
Yeah, it's not.
You care that much about a Kevin? Yeah. Come on now. Come on. You're in.
It's a rock bottom.
Yeah, you're in more trouble than we're giving you credit for. Segment four, let's review it. Two more segments, guys. You got this. Let's review it. We can't be trusted to make a decision on our own. We just can't. This isn't an argument. I'm just calling us a bunch of incapable, big, dumb dummies and walking away. We need the opinions of complete strangers whose expectations are completely different than our own to tell us how good a product or place is before we can make up our big, dumb minds. And so in Review It, we provide that guidance to the undecision-makeables as you have been tasked with giving us your reviews of specific things as their reviews would appear on these specific outlets. Suzette Vanetti. Sort of reviews. It's a different kind of review. Suzette, let's hear the YouTube comments for adopting a new puppy.
The YouTube comments for adopting a new puppy. You should do it. Next comment. You should not do it. Next comment. I agree with the first post. You should do it. Next comment. I'm flagging this video because not enough ass cheeks are getting clapped. I'm reporting you. Okay. The next comment. Be careful when you adopt a puppy because it takes a lot of potty training to adopt the puppy, and you need to feed them the right food. And if you don't feed them the right food, then you're going to really wish you had taught them how to use the potty better. So just make sure that you're going into this really seriously because it's not like anything you can just do like having a kid. You need to actually adopt the puppy and like care about it. Sure. And want to make sure that it's taken care of. And then the last one is it's just a search query that someone didn't understand how to use YouTube. So they just wrote Geneva.
All right. Sure. Yeah.
Comments, man.
Yeah. Somehow that meant the most to this audience than anything else that's happened. And I miss it completely. I don't know everything. thank you, Suzette. Leo, I have to stop yelling at you. I apologize.
It's okay. Just... It's a short name, so you got to get all your word out.
Yeah. I'm getting the most of announcing you. Leo, sweet, sweet, gentle
Dear
Leo.
Dear sweet Jesse.
Let's hear a performance review for your apartment.
A performance review,
it's a review.
For my apartment. Mm-hmm. Levels are up. Crumb levels are up. Dishes levels are up. Mold levels are up. Trash levels are up. Noise levels are up. Water level in the shower is up. Levels are up. The committee recommends getting that storage unit as soon as possible to get the levels down to improve performance.
Oh, sure. All right. We are plowing through this. I'm okay with that. Makes it easier. Leo, thank you. You know what? It sounds like, for the most part, aside from a need for a storage unit, apartment's doing pretty good.
Sounds like a sweet apartment.
Yeah. Crumb levels are up.
Levels, Jerry.
Levels. Thank you, Leo.
Nobody.
All right. Connor.
Yes.
Let's wrap up some reviewing real quick.
Uh-huh.
Or as quickly as you do. Let's hear an Amazon review of Thanksgiving.
Amazon review of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. The website said people who enjoyed Christmas would also like this product. I call bullshit. How are you going to call it Thanksgiving and not give me anything to be thankful for? Christmas should be called Thanksgiving. Frankly, it's a misleading name. That being said, highly recommended for those who enjoy ignorant discussion about current affairs. If you combine this product with alcohol, the political discussions get quite lively. Overall, I give this product 3 stars. Would not purchase again, except my mom makes me. Every year.
Yeah. Oh. I haven't been to a family Thanksgiving in a very long time. That's more of a me thing. Segment five, it's podcast. We made it, guys. Podcasting is truly the medium of the people. Anyone with minimal investment in equipment and setup can start a podcast on any topic and potentially reach other like-minded individuals. At least, that's what we're told. We wouldn't know. Nearing the start of year 13 for us, we're still just willy-nilly whipping content around and praying. But in podcast, your job is to give us rundowns and recaps of the podcasts you might hear from these various persons, things, or what have yous on these specific niche subjects. Suzette, let's hear Your description of a podcast from the Hundred Acre Wood.
A podcast from the Hundred Acre Wood would mm-hmm. be called a podcast from Hundred Acre Would You Rather. Okay. In Hundred Acre Would You Rather, raunchy hosts Piglet and Rue take you through all the hot goss about who's a heffalump and who's a woozle. In addition to that, they talk about all the gossip that additionally exists within Hundred Acre Wood. Mm-hmm. Do you want to know what Eeyore is doing with his ass? Do you want to know why Pooh doesn't wear pants? Are they connected? How dangerous does everyone feel every time they have to address Tigger? So scared.
Yeah.
What crawled up Rabbit's ass? Seriously, was it Pooh crawling through that hole? Because it feels like something's up Rabbit's ass. Why does Gopher bother everyone? Is it Richard Gere's Gopher? Why does he talk like that? Richard Gere doesn't talk like that. And how do people feel about the colonizer that is Christopher Robin? But mostly, the latest episode, episode 174, is about the owl and how the owl bears a striking resemblance to the owl that counts the Tootsie Pop number. Is it true? Is it the same owl?
Oh, man.
Who knows?
Thank you, Suzette.
Yes.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
We got to get you to your next show. Let people know how they can enjoy more Suzette Benetti in their lives, should they choose such a thing.
Well, if you guys enjoy me, or if you're like, I would enjoy her if she was better, you should come back. Basicness, you know. You should come back when I'm here with other drag queens on every first Friday, mm-hmm. or when I have other drag performers on every fourth Saturday. If you'd like to see me outside of here, that's okay too. Then you would just follow me on Instagram and figure out where I am.
Yeah. Okay.
How about food?
What's the?
Oh, the handle is Miss, because I've gone back to Miss after being divorced. Sure. Miss Suzette Venetti. Mm-hmm. That triple S really confuses people, though.
That's a lot of S's.
It's a lot of S's. It's
a lot up front. You are front-loading the
It's
the
very S's. Gopher-like.
Yeah. And you've got all this activity looking you up right now.
Wow.
It's happening in real time. See? They liked you. Settle
Thank you.
Down.
Thank you. Basic, but very pretty.
They really
Thank
liked
you.
Thank you,
Suzette. Leo, that was more gentle. Wasn't so forceful. It was welcoming. Inviting, even. Leo. Let's hear your rundown of a podcast titled The Double Dippers Club.
The Double Dippers Club is a monthly culinary, historical, applied epidemiological podcast.
Okay.
It's like Hot Ones with an edgy twist. The host and the guest, or guests, share a plate of dippable food and share a bowl of a different dipping sauce each month. Each month's guest has a different infectious disease. As they double dip, the host is infected in real time. The catch is that if you extrapolate, by the end of it, the host would be more infectious than the guests because they have more diseases. But
By the end of the season, yeah.
The discussion takes a look at how the distribution of these different sauces and their ingredients have slowed or hastened the spread of various diseases throughout history. Ranch versus the Black Plague.
Sure.
Sweet and sour versus COVID,
yeah.
Et cetera.
All well known. All well documented. Thank you, Leo. So wonderful. So kind and gentle. Leo, how can people get more of what you do and some 31 flavors that you've got coming up?
I have a hobbyist art and music Instagram account. N_RonValdez.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. More searching. Again, happening in real time. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Leo. A gosh darn pleasure having you. Connor, let's wrap up this program. Before we do, how can people get more Connor Martin in their lives?
Very few ways. I try to avoid people at all costs.
Fair.
But if you want to follow me on Instagram at Connor_Fartin, like Connor Martin with an F.
Yes.
I don't post, but you can just have me there. Yeah. I won't spam your feed, but every once in a while, I'll put a coin trick on there, and you're going to want to see it.
There you go.
Talking to the internet. Also, I feel like are acidic sauces less likely to spread disease?
See, that's what I thought.
Did you say acidic or Hasidic?
Well, are Hasidic sauces acidic?
Do the Hasids have sauces?
I imagine.
All right, well, yeah. We'll tunnel for them later. But otherwise, Yeah, that's it, actually. I don't have anything, so that's that.
I mean, and if you want to extend your evening with us, you can get more Connor that way.
9 o'clock.
If you want to be back here 24 hours from then, you can enjoy Connor and the Chafe tomorrow at 9 as well.
And I'll be doing jokes that I didn't write 3 hours ago tonight. But then tomorrow I'll be doing jokes I've never told before. So really sort of a surreal sample of my bullshit. Okay.
Yeah. You know, the freshness and the newness of the material on this show is supposed to be a selling point.
Oh, it is. This stuff is right off the vine.
Yeah. Well,
right out of the sea.
I'm just washed up. That doesn't make it good.
Yeah.
That it just washes ashore.
It's a little foamy and acrid. Just, but it's okay.
Just algae-ridden. Connor... Let's wrap up this gosh darn program.
All right.
With your rundown, recap, what have you,
yes,
of your podcast. A podcast hosted by the final pieces of leftover Halloween candy in the bowl.
Welcome to the Undesirable, the only podcast recorded at the bottom of a bowl of unwanted candy. Hosted by me, Ken D. Korn, and my trusty sidekick, Sir Kiss of Peanut. Join us as we discuss topics that span from the left or right Twix debate to whether or not it's bullshit to call smaller candy bars fun size. We shit on Necco wafers, and we ponder the merits of old people candy. And as always, we close with an homage to the Werther's original. So if you can't diabetes, join us every Wednesday on the Undesirable.
Normally, this is where the outro music kicks in with a jaunty exit to the program. But I will not have Circus Peanuts and Necco wafers besmirched under my roof.
You're dating yourself, Jesse. And I don't mean in some sort of fancy way where you're your own boyfriend.
I'm dating myself as an enjoyer of delicious things. I'm going to go get some Necco on the way home.
They're bullshit. Not a wafer on my book.
They're so good. Upwards of 5 flavors.
I just use them for marking pages.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'll take all of your leftover pink ones. They taste just like Pepto-Bismol.
Yes, they do. Yes, they
that's
do.
That's delicious.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite. All right. Stab is over. Thank you all for joining us tonight. And, of course, a special thank you to our incredible panel, Suzette Benetti, Leo Angelin, and Connor Martin. Yeah, why not? Want to enjoy the Stab Show live as it happens? Well, why not come on down to Stab Comedy Theater or tune in to Stab TV Friday nights at 7:30. That's literally how you do it! Or take the Stab Show with you wherever you go by subscribing to the show via the podcast provider of your choice. Then maybe rate, share, review. That'd be extra nice of you. But unfortunately, that's all we've got for you tonight. So until next time, I've been your host, Jesse Jones, reminding you that I'm not your mother. I'm not just going to trail behind you cleaning up all your mess. Let's grow up a little. Huh, pal? Good night.
Woo! Woo!